Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see. We having it look like we're having a few technical difficulties. So we're gonna go off into the show tonight. We kind of missed the commercial, so we'll see what we got going. How's everybody doing tonight out there on this fine Tuesday afternoon? Wasn't a whole lot going on as far as drag racing this weekend. Before I get too far off into this, I want to make sure I'm being heard. So, hey, Sharon, are you out there? Can you hear me? I might be having a little problem. Can you hear me?
Tracy, yes, I hear you.
Okay, I was just wondering. I didn't see the commercial. I didn't hear the commercial. So,
there was a little problem with the commercial, so we may have to, if we can get the commercials recovered, we may have to play them later on.
Okay, I just wondered. Okay, well, we're going to go on with the show, talk about some, if anybody out there got some upcoming events, want to come in and talk about upcoming events, they can push the one button and we can get that going. Or if there was any grudge race that took place over the weekend, we'd like to get that out of the way. If there was any grudge race that took place, somebody want to come on here and share that happened over the weekend, push the one button, come on and tell the grudge world about that event and upcoming event coming up this coming weekend. As everybody knows, there's Big Clocks and Gadget Grudge Inc. race going on in Lena, Mississippi this Saturday, followed by the Grudge Banquet in Hattiesburg, Mississippi on Sunday evening. I believe that time is 7 o'clock, and the Big Clocks out there, you can come give us that address, but it will be in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, where we're about to go over to the Big Fat Tuesday race that Monday and Tuesday. So, if anybody like to come on and talk about that race, or if anybody from Texas, up on the sound of my voice, if you got a lock-in, are you looking for a lock-in for that race, or you going to that race, push the one button and come on and let the people know what you got going. So, with that said, man, if I hadn't had no one push the one button, I kind of want to give a few shout-outs. You know, it was Super Bowl weekend. A lot of parties going on everywhere, which was a great game and a lot of action. And I'm quite sure a lot of betting going on. And people thought they had it won and got a little scared out for a moment. A lot of people that was betting for the 49ers. Hey, man, emotion was going and people's blood pressure was going up and down at the end. And we never knew what was going to happen until it was over. But that being said, I just want to give a shout-out to some friends of mine that's in the grudge racing world that hadn't brought a whole lot of action, but they tell me they want to step up. I had an opportunity to go to Elgin, which is a little suburb town right outside Austin, Texas. And, man, the guys, I went down there. I don't get around too much, do a whole lot, but I went to Elgin to gather with some of the racers down there at Elgin. And I have to say, my hat goes off to Big Steve and his family, his mother. I met his mother, and also Larry Dean from Elgin and Big Sleepy, which is Kenneth Williams, got the car called Big Sleepy, along with some other guys from Elgin, Big George and Alvin and Doug Collins, another George, all those guys, they offer in the the racing. They just race locally around here, but, you know, guys told me they want to kind of step up and want to try to mix a little bit. So hopefully, you know, we can come together, and when we travel around here from Austin, we'll bring a few more cars. I tell you, told these guys down there in Elgin, hey, man, it's, you get in where you fit in. It's growers racing. Everybody don't bet the sky. Bet what you can stand. Find somebody you think you can match up with. And I do know Big Sleepy got a car. He can match up with some people. So does Larry and George and Doug and the rest of them down there. I think Pee Wee was down there, which he comes with the races all the time. I'm hoping to bring these guys down to Houston when I have the race April the 6th down in Houston to try to get a lot more following from guys around here in the Austin and central area outside of Austin. You know, hey, I just want to take my hats off to them guys and tell them, hey, man, I appreciate it. Nice barbecue, good gathering, enjoyed the game. I like for you guys to keep doing what you're doing and make yourself available. We can't see. Can you guys step up in the growers world and let people know, hey, Austin area got some races too. Fastest car don't always win. We just find us a place and try to have some fun, and that's what it's all about. So I just wanted to give that Elgin gang a shout out. And Bill Kennedy and his family, hey, man, good job on the barbecue, man. Hey, your people, nothing else. Atomic Dog, appreciate it. Had a good time. So moving right along, looks like I see one hand up, but we're going to wait because the guy there is long-winded. He probably going to want to say something. And what I want to come off into as far as tonight's topic is concerned. And that's got to do with racing is just coming off. And there's a lot of people around here, some new cars coming out, some other people got their cars worked on. Man, we want to talk about some matchups that we like to see. Who were some of the matchups we like to see? We want names to be brought up, guys. We want to try to make this happen. We want every grudge event around here to try to be a success, and it takes all of us to pull together and try to support each other to make these events what they are, for the race can have a good time, and the spectators that come out can have a good time, and that's what it's all about in the end, man. It's all about having fun. But another topic also tonight I wanted to talk about was this. And Pro Stock Show had this topic on his show. A lot of us don't listen to it, but I think it was a very interesting topic, and it made a lot of sense, and a lot of racers may not believe it or don't understand it, but we're going to continue to bring knowledge to the game. And with that being said, a nice topic. I want everybody to participate. I want everybody to think about it. I want everybody to bring your perspective. People have different perspectives about certain things. But this topic is, can a crew member cause a driver to lose a race? Can a crew member cause a driver to lose a race? And if so, how is that possible? If so, how is that possible? Can it happen to you or have it happen to you? If the driver is only the driver, is he the only one that can cause that car to win? What do you think? If a driver is just a driver, is he the only one to cause that car to win? And we want to hear from people, do you think a crew member can cause you to lose a race? I know some of you probably thinking and probably wondering, and some of you may be thinking different ways, but I want to hear from people, see what they think about it. or can a, is the driver the only one that can cause you to win? With that being said, before we go to the lines, we want to give a little shout out to the race that's going down. Gadget, Big Clark, and Grudge, Valina, Mississippi. So if you want to let that shout out go, Sharon, let's give them a little shout out. Well, I guess it.
Saturday, February 9th, 2013, Mississippi, stand up as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Saturday, February 9th, come out and win some money. Okay, for the 6-0 class, first place $700, second place $300, and for the 7-0 class, first place $700, second place $300. Here's the grudge match. The Gadget versus Big Low Malibu. DJ Grant, number one stunner, versus Timo, the bad boy. Three Little Chi-Town versus Lil Red Riding Hood. King Biz Mustang versus Leon 69 Camaro. Bit Drag Camaro versus Mississippi Nightmare. Son Mac, Most Wanted, versus Boosie Badass Mustang. And Sylvester Red Hot versus the Gadget Nova. Who's gonna get the whooping? It's all going down Saturday, February 9th, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. On top of everything, Mississippi Motorsports Park is putting up $2,000 for the Big Power Scamblers Race with the Racer $500 buy-in. One time for Reggie Rabbit, The Speeding Bullet, JC Fugitive, Tree Man, Roy James, and Mr. 5C. It's going to be a big pot. It's over $5,000 for the Big Tire Gamblers Race. Come find out Saturday, February 9th, 2013, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Come out and win some money. Who's going to get the whipping? It's going to be some action going on. And one time for Big Clock and Gadget, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi, Saturday, February 9th. For more info, log on to GrudgeInc.us.
All right, man, it's going down. Everybody's been a highly anticipated weekend. Hey, it's coming up. Hey, we're only about 3-4 days away. It's going to be going down, so there'll be a lot of action going on in Mississippi, in the Grudge world, man. The guys have been looking forward to this for a long time. It'll be a great race, man, and if you can make it, come on down and be a part of it. You know, it'll be a great show. That being said, man, about some of these races, who we like to see for 2013, regardless of what class it is, we don't care how fast, how slow. Two cars lining up side by side trying to get it on for a little wager. Hey, man, it's always good to see because a lot of these guys do a lot of bragging amongst each other. And so, hey, when they get on the line, whether they got a Promar car, they got a stock suspension car, or they just got two family cars and betting their little chips, it's still a grudge, and they got vengeance against each other, and they're going to try to take care of their business. So with that being said, we want to go to the line, and we want to hear what some people got to say about some matchups. Or about this topic about, hey, can a crew member cause somebody, cause a team to lose a race or cause a driver to lose a race? That being said, guys, don't be shy. Push the one button. Give your input. We got a full show out here, a lot of people out here. We like for everybody to talk. We don't want the same old people always coming on talking. We got a lot of new guys. I had the opportunity to meet some new guys. Hey, guys. Push the one button, give your input. Hey, it's not a right or wrong answer. It's just, hey, sometimes we see things from different angles, or our understanding about something may not be as clear until somebody sheds the light on us and brings some knowledge to us and give us a better understanding. Because, hey, it's always, we can always learn in this racing game because things are always changing. So, hey, be a part of the discussion. Give your input. So let's go to the line, Sharon, see what we got.
Pro Stock Joe, your mic is open.
What up, Pro Stock? Pro Stock Joe, come from another line.
I'm sorry?
Your mic is open. What you got? Your mic is open.
I said, hey, what's up, doctor? I said, hey, what's up?
Man, you must be talking on a bad mic. Not much, man. How's it going out there? What's going on?
Hold on. Let me adjust my headset a little bit over here. Maybe that might be it. I don't know. Is that any better?
Yeah, we can make out what this is. Yeah, I kind of told the people, you know, I just kind of wanted to, you know, yesterday what you were talking about on your show, I just kind of wanted, I thought it was an interesting topic. And, you know, guys, this way, I thought, you know what? That's a good topic to talk about. I mean, because some people may think different, and we like, I hope people push the one button and talk about it. Don't be afraid, because you never know. Some people might not believe it, but, you know, I have my opinion about it, what I think, but I want, you know, I might chime in on something, comment on some of the other people to try to enlighten them, help make some sense out of it. But, hey, what do you think about it? I want to talk to the people.
Yeah, man, with this kind of starting line member cost of the race. I'm on the fence about that. I believe they can. See, here's the deal of where it went down. But what started me to thinking about that was, you know, this weekend we had the NGRA Front of the Sun in Palm Beach International, Florida, Raceway. So I saw Mr. Firespeed. He had a nitrous backfire, blew the hood scoop off. Good thing one of his crew members caught it and didn't get a chance to hit the ground and crack up. So that was a good thing. They got it together. Now, Firespeed cranks up after about 45 minutes. His car can't do a burnout. He can't even start the car under its own power. Good thing he has a clutch because he was able to spin the motor and start it with the clutch. You feel me? So now he backs up. They spray water on his tires. They spray water on his brakes. He still can't do a freaking burnout. So now I'm thinking Trevino's team should have gone over, tapped him on the shoulder, told him, rush in, go with those lights, get this dude in there, because these dudes could have backed out. But Trevino was patient. He waited, and, you know, when they both went to the lights, before they actually rolled in, Trevino's over there waiting, and he's waiting, but 5 speed is obvious that he's going in. And I don't know why this Trevino didn't go in or his team didn't tell him to go in, but he didn't. So now when they get to the lights, the both are staged, the lights flash, they go to the floor, the lights flash, boom, backfire for Trevino. So I'm thinking that's on his team. There's no way he could see over there what 5 speed is doing because he did his burnout. He's backing up. But he's got 5 or 6 crew people over there who saw what was going on. Could they have warned him? Could they have given him a heads up? I mean, could they have telling him to back off the car? This dude can't beat you no way, no how. He's sick. Don't try to do anything hard. But he told me on the show, he said, Postdoc, he said, no, that's not the way we operate. We do it the same way every pass, whether we got somebody next to us or not. That's the way we practice it because racing is routine. But I don't necessarily know that. I think it's, you know, I mean, I'm still thinking this team crossing the race. I don't know, you know. What do you think?
Hey, man, you know, hey, like you say, different teams got different things, but I'm going to tell you like this. From my experience, you know, I done seen it happen and I done been involved in it. You know, guys, some people don't think that, you know, just because you're sitting in a car, your crew members got it together, but your crew members, in my opinion, because of the experience out here, they definitely can cause you to lose the race. I mean, everybody got to be on the same page. When someone's not on the same page and that driver's sitting in their cockpit and he's expecting his team member to do certain things, his team member definitely can put them in a bad position to where they don't make a clean pass and they get crossed up or they red light or you know, just a lot of things, forget to turn the nitrous on or whatever, you know. They definitely can, in my opinion, cause you to lose race. So, you know, it's something that we got to think about, man. And, hey, people do different things, don't believe in it. They think it's all on the driver 100% once he goes through the burnout and get put in them beans. But way before he get to that, way before I tell people, way before you get to the water box, there's things you got to do before you get that far. So, hey, it definitely can happen, and I done seen it.
Well, I mean, that happened to 5-speed as well. I mean, you know, 5-speed, they had turned his nitrous off to try to get his car back together, and when he took off for the money, his nitrous wasn't on. So now 5-speed makes any kind of pass, you know, he's going to look like, you know, going to look like David versus Goliath. And, you know, I've seen guys get put in the water, get out of the groove when they're trying to get them lined up. I've seen them getting lined up crooked. You know, the car is pointed right or left, and when they watch, those back wheels grip evenly, and they throw your car right or left, whichever way it's pointed. That's the way the car is going to go. If it's pointed straight, it should go straight. You know, but, yeah, that's I like to know what some of your listeners think about that, though, Tracy, because, like I said, you know, I'm torn right now. I mean, I don't, you know, I believe what he said. That makes so much sense, that racing is routine. You want to get yourself a rhythm. You want to get yourself a routine. And you want to do it the same way every time. But likewise, you know, sometimes you come into the game with a plan, and sometimes you got to make game-time decisions. You got to make some kind of adjustment sometimes. You know, if I see the other guy can't get down, I want to make the trip. So I might have my tuner go into the car, or I might have a tuner go into my driver's car and turn the nitrous back a couple of steps just to be sure we get down. Because I know this guy, I don't have to put the killer pass in to beat this guy. So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. I mean, every time you go up to the line, man, you know, you got different strategies when you're trying to do it, and everybody got to be on the same page. But I'm like you, Joe, man. We got a lot of listeners out here, you know, and I really would like to hear what some of these listeners and racers and fans out here think. We want you to push the one button, come on and give your experience, to give your knowledge, and what do you think? If you got a question about it, if you don't believe it, put it out there. Don't be shy. Push the one button, and we want to hear what your listeners got to say. So, hey, Joe, let's listen to some of the listeners and racers and see what they think about it, because sometimes you never know.
Tracy, sometimes I just open up some random mics, call some numbers out, and make them tell me they scared. Just call
If you get to that point, Joe, I said tonight, if you get to that point, you know what? We got a full show here, man, and I know some of these people on this line, and some of these people hate to talk, but I like to hear from what some of these folks got to say, because racers and fans come to these tracks and look up to some of these guys and see what they do, and these guys can give them some advice and just give us some knowledge. And it's all about gathering knowledge and information. It's a good game because we can learn. We got some hands up right now, and we're going to let some of these people speak. But I see some racers out here. I kind of want to speak and explain because I know it doesn't happen. Let's go to the mic, Sharon, and see what we got.
Okay, Tracy, if your system is showing hands up, go ahead and open them up. My system is not showing any hands up.
Okay. We got 832-6696. Glass man, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Tracy?
Hey, not much, man. What's happening?
No, not a lot. You know, actually, you know, you can lose a race, you know, due to a crew member. It actually happened to us about 40 years ago. You know, I was crewing with Kenny Hubbard.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it was a race in Baytown. I can't remember which race it was, but I couldn't make that race. So we had a guy fill in for me. And, you know, they made it all the way to the finals. And after every pass, you know, we always pull the valve covers off, check the valves, you know. And, well, the guy that was filling in for me put the valve cover on and pinched the coil wire in between the valve cover. And we were actually in the finals. And, you know, and, the whole night, we were consistent. And, you know, of course, you know, the car wouldn't crank, you know. And the guy that we were running, you know, blew the tires off and had to pedal it down the track, you know. So I think that was about $8,000 that, you know, we could have won, you know, but, you know, anything can happen, but ever since then, you know, we've always fired the car up after we, you know, check the valves, you know, just to make sure, you know, something stupid like that never happened again, you know, but, it could happen.
Yeah, I know it, man, the situation that, you know, Like you said, when you're on that starting line, you're relying on your crew.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been in a situation at the racetrack on a starting line, and as a driver sitting in the cockpit, you try to be focused and you looking for your crew members, what their responsibilities are, and if one's in front of you, you try to focus on him. And I had a guy come open my driver's door, and I'm like, what is this all about? Who is this? Just when guys do stuff like that, you know, if you was in a grudge race head-to-head, you know, anything can throw your timing off because you're trying to stay in the groove and, you know, guys can screw you up. So your crew members got to always kind of pay attention and watch what's going on and be in control of the outside environment around that car so things will go right because your mind is full of things trying to be make a clean path to get down the track and relying on your crew members to make sure they get you in the beam, make sure your computer's on if you got a computer or checking your willy balls or your nitrous is where you need it to be. It's a lot of things that people don't take in consideration, don't think to happen if one of them crew members get that screwed up. Like you say, if your car consistent, if they don't do their job, it won't be, and then you wonder what happened. And you go back to find out your crew member put you in a situation, but it's after the fact. But, hey, it definitely can happen, man. And, you know, I like to hear some of what folks got to say. So, hey, man, let's go to the line and see what some of these other people got to say, have their experiences of what they think about it. Some people don't believe so. Some people think, hey, it's all on the driver. Once you turn that light on, some people think that. Let's see what they got to say. Let's go to the next caller and see what he got to say about this. We got 504-5817. 504-5817. Your mic is open.
What'd you say, Atomic Dog? It's a boy, Boom.
What's going on, Boom?
Oh, man, enjoying the show, man. Just sit back and listening, man. I was out here pulling my motor back out of my truck. I had a catastrophic failure in a race the other day. Me and a guy was racing. He gave me a hit. I blew my engine, but I won the race.
I heard
you won two races. Yeah, well, I could say, tell my dog, you know, even though I'm the governor of Louisiana, I'm engaging over here. These guys know I'm dead serious. I jumped from a lower class and jumped on a race car with a little truck of mine that I was on the track. And he gave me the hit. He didn't see where I went. Now, we both had catastrophic problems. He blew the transmission, drive shaft, and the ram, and I blew my motor. But, you know what I'm saying? I was right here. But I've been engaging. I've been engaging, and I've been getting a lot of things pumped up over here in this area over here. And that big Clark race, we got that pumped up over here too. You know, so then the good thing about racing, coming down, you know, people talk about engaging and what we're gonna do for 2013. Man, I can say Boom on Wheels got 10. Right at 10 grudge races on his belt already. Money grudge races in two different states. So the Atmo is opening up real soon in this month of February. Down on Atmo as I'm going with that little truck. So that'll be my third state. I'm looking to get me about 50 races in this year, you know. But
hey, Boom,
I haven't got.
Tell people how you sit. I hear you talking about how you sit. You got a lot of callers on here. Hey, I know you plan on coming to. Tell these people how you sit. Somebody might want to go down on you when you get here.
Well, I said I'm a 1997 S10 truck. When I say S10 truck, it's a real S10 truck with everything the same except the engine and transmission. Same rear end, same gear, all I have is a mini spool and a motor and a transmission. You know what I'm saying? On 28, on nitrous. So,
small
small block and. You know, you drive it where you want to drive it. I mean, you know, I'm saying street car class, but that's a big old class. And people don't realize it. You know, but it's a true street truck. All the horn, windshield wiper, blower, everything work on the truck. But like I said, the only thing I changed motor and transmission in the mini spool. And I got a slapper bar. I mean, not cow truck, but slotter link bars on it. But excuse me.
If everything work out like I want to or tell me, dog, I'm going to be up there leaning with it. I mean, worst to worst come, you know what I'm saying? Things can't happen real fast for me, you know. I just have to put it off into my race, March the 9th, you know what I'm saying? Oh, just to give a little shout out to the race, man. We got an we got a promo out there somewhere floating on L. Jones YouTube website. It's the promo for the Bull Moon, you know, the show that me and Grudging has at No Problem Dragway, March 9th, Atomic Dog. And it's gonna be nice, man. And I want to encourage that the people that is planning on coming to invade. Y'all got them street cars, man. That's where the money is in this area here. I mean, pro mob. And we got big tire cars, back half cars over this area. Because we do have a belt coming in the back half area over here. That's March tonight. We have a back half belt and a true street car class belt. And I think he's gonna bring a motorcycle belt to those are the three belts he's gonna bring to Louisiana. But I'm very enthused about the February the 9th race of Tommy Dog, and I'm also looking forward to coming back to your race in April, up there in Houston, man.
All right, man. We're gonna try to make that there March tonight, man.
Just this, I know I've been talking a lot, but just iterate on your what's the name about your crew member. I personally believe that a crew member can critically hurt you. You know, just simple stuff like throwing you off, like you was talking about Atomic Dog. If you in this cockpit and you depending on somebody to do a certain thing for you, it don't get done. It throws you off. You know, it throws you all the way off. And I like I said, I'm a driver. I'm a 300-some-pound driver, but I'm still a driver, and I like to be focused. And when my focus is throwed off, it's like, you know, you really trying to make this here bad, you know. But, you know, and then, like you said, it's minor things. Like, it's simple as sport club-wise, being caught up under the valve cover and slanging it all out, you know. Something like the bell, you know, hey, you know, it's real, real critical, man. And we as crew members and teams, we need to pay attention to our crew, and everybody need to check behind each other because we all are human. You know, a lot of us have so much pride within ourselves, we feel like we can't make a mistake. But you are human. I'm human. And I don't mind nobody checking behind me. You know what I'm saying? Because I can make a mistake. Just simple as a phone call. But that's all, like I say, Tommy Dog, I'm finna go back on mute, man. I appreciate you.
Okay, man. Appreciate it, man. We see you, boom. See you at the races. Okay, Sharon.
Right. Also, Tracy, for the listeners in Texas that want to join my show tomorrow night, my show comes on at 7 o'clock tomorrow at 347-215-8762. That's tomorrow, my show. Thank you, Tommy.
Okay, man. All right, Sharon, we got
Tubi, your mic is open.
Hey, Atomic Dog, how y'all doing?
What's up, Dewey? What's going on, man?
You got it. Yeah, a crew member can make you lose a race. I watched it happen to Edmund Hall at Hattiesburg one year where his guy's bringing him into the lights, not realizing that his left foot was standing in both beams of the light. And the other car stage, and the light came down. And he lost the race. And nothing he could do about it.
That's right. I mean, it happens. People don't believe it. You know, you got people betting money on the side, and you rely on people to make sure that they know their role. And if they make a mistake, you just a driver. That guy can put you out of whack, put you in a position that you done lost before you even took off. You know, because you just don't see it, but you rewind it back and find out what happened. Little bitty things like that. Crew people and crew members that's with a car is very important. It's very important that you have people that stay focused and pay attention, know what's going on, don't get caught up in the hype on the stage and the staging beams and everything else around the car and the picture and you're working on it because, man, things can happen and will happen.
Right, because he said he didn't, you know, by him watching a guy direct him into the lights, he ain't paying attention to the light, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that. That's right. Okay, man.
That's all I have to say. I'm going back on mute.
Okay, man. Appreciate it, man. All right, Sharon, we got next.
Mike Side, your mic is open.
Hello, hey, Tracy.
Hey, Whiteside, what's going on, man?
Oh, not much. I was just sitting back listening listening to all the scenarios to where as a crewman can cause a driver to lose a race, and there's many of them. I've had quite a few. One of them, all crew members walking behind the car, knocking the parachutes out. And these type of cars, you know, you got to have them so they won't let you run. But one of the ones that I did myself, back crew chief on Nice Wingers, blown Promont car, we were at Kennedale one time, and I normally had the routine of the car backing up, talking to him on the radio, getting him back behind the starting line, starting to get ready to de-ice the injectors. And one of the guys had a problem closing the right door on the car. So I went around to close the door, and I got the door closed, but in a hurry trying to get in the beam because they were sitting there waiting on us, I walked around the front of the car. And when I did, I accidentally stuck my foot in the beam, and that started the deal. So by the time the other car got staged and Lonnie was there, Ronnie pulled in, automatic red light. And you're talking about somebody who was mad at themselves, but it always can happen so many ways, you know. So I've had a crewman one time get up there and left the car a while, you know, like someone said a while ago, not pinched in the Valco, but he let it off and didn't have time enough to get it back on there. So it's many scenarios, but that's just a couple of the ones that's happened to me personally.
That's right, man. I mean, like you say, even when you, you know, like you say, in between rounds, your car can be making a good pass, man. Your car running good, you don't have no problem, you don't got to stop. You go back to the pit, you start going through your routine, the stuff you check, and you got people that's trying to help you. When you get to the races, hey, man, people appreciate the people come try to give them a hand. Sometimes when you're trying to give a person a hand, the person don't mean no disrespect. He appreciates it, but sometimes, you know, he's just trying to stay, hold his composure and keep his group together and pay attention that they doing certain things. And so you see a guy look at you and say, no, don't do that or don't do this. He's not being an asshole. He just know certain people are expected to do that, and if you do something and he go undo it, you know, it can throw things off. I mean, just that, even with putting spark plugs in. You know, you got people, everybody want to help you put a spark plug out, or everybody want to help you pack the parachute, or everybody want to put the balls in. You know, hey, you just got to, when you got one of these cars and you out there racing, you rely on certain people to do their job.
Well, what I've done, I like to have no more than two or three people to be specific for certain jobs, and then I go behind all of them. You always get a lot of people who want to be a part, a crew of these cars, especially the fast cars, and because it puts them in the limelight. But when I do have guests or extra people around, I make sure that, hey, you can be in the pit area, but I've got certain people going to do certain things, and that way I don't have any problem. And everybody knows their job, get it done, and it's just a better camp that way.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, and we got a lot of people on here, man, and we want them to push the button, and I'm quite sure some on here that may think different. If you one of the people out there you think different, push the one button. Tell us why you think different. Tell us why you believe it can't happen. Tell us why you think, hey, the driver is the only one can win the race or only one can lose the race because he's the one controlling the car going down the track. If you disagree with it, push the one button. We like to hear what you got to say. It's all about trying to make some sense out of the nonsense. And like Pro Stock say, and hey, bring knowledge to the race game. We all can learn. So, hey, White Side, stick around, man. You might want to chime in on something somebody got to say. So just hang
all
around.
Right.
It's always good to have people got a lot of knowledge
of this game,
man.
So.
All right,
I appreciate
the time.
I appreciate it. Next caller.
Elvis,
your mic is open.
Tell me, Dog, how y'all doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
All right. I think sometimes it's too many people around the car. Some of these cars got so many people telling the driver and doing certain things that can throw you off, too, because a lot of these ain't their crew members. They just friends and people want to be around the car, and it can throw everything off.
I agree with that 100%, man. You know, like you say, it's a good thing. When you get to the starting line, a lot of those people sometimes just show up and want to give direction, and you looking at them like, what are you doing here? You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, you know, you appreciate them helping you out in every way, but sometimes at a certain point, they expect certain people to be certain places, and when you're in a field and they look at you crazy, I tell people, man, it ain't no offense. You know, hey, I'm just in a zone, and if you kind of shock me by being somewhere and I'm expecting somebody else, it's kind of, it can be kind of confusing sometimes, but you're right.
All right, that's what I wanted to say. Y'all have a good night. I just think sometimes it's way too many people around the car. You got 7, 8 people around the car, and sometimes things can get confusing, and it just throw you clean off. So that's what I wanted to say. Appreciate the time.
Okay, man. All right, push the one button, people, and tell us what you got to think. I see some hands on here. I see some people on here that don't talk. We're gonna try to get everybody involved in this discussion. We want people to learn and understand. The ones who don't know, we want to try to help them out. And if they have a reason why they really believe different, we like to hear it because, hey, it's your opinion, and we respect your opinion, but it's all about trying to make some sense out of some of this graduation stuff and people on the start line. So who we got next, Sharon?
Jay Schaefer, your mic is open.
Jay, what's going on?
What's going on, Tommy Dog? Straight to everybody.
What's up, Jay? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, as I be videotaping some of these races and everything, and I see them, you know, just like the other caller just said, they trying to bag some people up. You got one person in the car. I mean, one person in front of the car. You got two people trying to line them up in the groove. Certain tracks, you got to line them up in the groove. I done seen guys that back them up, they pointing the wrong way. I done seen guys back up that's just pointing basically going left or right. And then as soon as they let go of the trans brake, they break in the tire smoke. And I done had guys that's leaking, and they tell them, you know, the crew member tell them, no, it's okay, let them go. And I said, no, they all can't do that. So, you know, then a driver come back around, I'm glad you told me that because I could have hurt myself or hurt somebody else. But I think most, if a crew member is not going to line them up right, they need to get somebody that's going to, you know, to help them line up so they can get down the track safe. A lot of these grooves and some of these tracks around here in Dallas, it's really, really tight. You got to stay in the groove. If not, you're going to break loose. But I see a lot of that while I'm videotaping. And sometimes when I'm videotaping, I'm standing close to the track or whatever, and I see them pointing my way, I'm backing up. Because I see them pointing my way because they didn't line them up straight. But, yeah, so it is, I think it is crew members that can help lose a race.
Yeah. I agree, man, because, you know, from a driver standpoint, like I say again, I'm going to keep on saying it, you're relying on that crew member. As a crew member, if you stand behind that car and you stand and look over the roof of that car, you should be able to tell if that person in the groove, that person pointing straight down the middle of that drag strip. Man, some guys, you know, I've been standing by some guys, and I don't like to always interfere, but if I see some guy that I might know, and I'm going to try to give my opinion, if I say, hey, man, he kind of cocked a little crooked because I don't want nothing to happen, I might try to mention it. I'm not going to go try to direct it myself, but I will try to mention it, whisper it in the ear to one of the crew members to take a look at it because, man, you know, I've seen sometimes, like you say, Jay, before a guy let it go, you just about know he headed the wrong way. And some of them guys kind of get offended when you're trying to give them a little advice. They'll say, don't worry about it, I got it. And, you know, from the experience I got, when I hear them say that, you know, I just kind of back out the way. They're doing their own thing. But, you know, after the fact, sometimes you just kind of shake your head and say, hey, I wish the guy would have listened. Guys, these cars will and can get away from anybody. It don't matter how skilled of a driver you are, how long you've been racing or driving, it don't matter. These cars can, the slowest car can get away. They can get away from you. All it takes is a little water. That little water don't care nothing about no drag strip. And that crew member, if he see you leaking and say, oh, he'll be all right, I done seen that happen. Oh, he'll be all right. It's okay. I'm like this. If you see the Atomic Dog leak anything, I'm a geeker in that car. I tell my crew members, no, let me go. You know, I know better, but in the time I'm in the zone, and, you know, James is a good at it, he'll cut it off. I might be mad, but he did the right thing. I appreciate it later on, but, man, guys, it's about safety. It's about trying to do the right thing. Them guys outside that car, they looking for you want to rely on them. So if anybody up there that don't know what they're doing and they let guys go down under certain circumstances and they want to know how did the car guy crash his car, how did he get hurt, man, sometimes you look right there and a team of people you got that's supposed to be critical to you, they can put you in situations. So you want to rely on that. You want to have some good people up there with some good knowledge and good understanding because, hey, it can happen and it will happen at any given time. It's possible. So I appreciate that, Jay, man. I appreciate it. So, you know, we got a lot of people on here with hands, man. We got some cool show, and I like to hear some opinion from some other people, some of these situations they've been in. Or a crew member, if you're a crew member and you don't believe in it, tell the race world what you think. Where are some of my new callers? I got some new callers that are supposed to be on the show tonight from this area down here. We want to get some of these people from down this area where I'm from. They step up and start talking. They're on the show all the time, listening. Hey, as a racer, come and give your input. We're going to go to the line. So, Sharon, who we got next?
H37, 7330, your mic is open.
Hello?
Your mic
is going on, man? Who we got?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, you got a pretty good topic tonight, man. I was kind of like trying to hold my tongue, man, and would be one of them shy ones that you always talk about, man. But, that last conversation you was just having, man, pretty much summed a lot of it up, though, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to somebody, I guess a lot of times what happens, man, is a lot of people is standing around and they really want to see a race. So they're not really going to tell another person because they don't want to have you back out. But, you know, I have to really speak from experience, man, from, you know, tagging a wall a couple of times, man. You know, so many different things can happen. So when things happen, you got to, you know, you have to go through the motion of trying to, you know, alleviate, you know, what probably happened. You see what I'm saying? Well, the tire pressure or somebody didn't tighten the lug nuts or this or that. And I think that a lot of times, man, what happens is that you have people that's helping you out that's not really experienced with racing. So they see you there and they just want to help out. You see what I'm saying? And then you just have some people that just hanging around because you have a fast car. You see what I'm saying? And I think that I speak from experience because I've been to a lot of different tracks. And I've been around in the grudge game since, '84 or something like that. So I've seen a lot of things happen because people are standing around that's not really telling the driver. And like you were saying earlier about somebody opening your door, and that really throws you off. And I always tell, you know, people that's helping me out or whatever, don't open my door because that just throws the driver way off. But when it comes down to it, it's really experience, really, you know, because I've leaked fluid, and there's a bunch of people around, and nobody saw it, and somebody had to actually jump over the fence and tell me I was leaking something. And if I had launched my car, it would have threw me in the wall. But I wrecked my car not too long ago, and I was trying to go through the motion to figure out exactly what might have went wrong in that past. And one of the things that came up to mind was, I have a removable steering wheel on my car, and a guy helped me take my car off the trailer. So when he did that, he put my steering wheel back on. So he might have put my steering wheel on crooked. So when I was lined up in the beams, my car launched right because I'm thinking my steering wheel, somebody's looking at my wheel and telling me to line my wheel up, but I turned my wheel back because I'm thinking that the wheel is straight, but it's actually off. So the person that's actually helping, that person has to really look at everything aspect of the car, see if the wheels are straight, making sure you lined up, because if you're not, the car is going to launch to the left or to the right, you know. And, you know, you could have a pretty good topic tonight, man. And I kind of want to veer off for a second, if you don't mind, Stacy.
Go ahead on. Okay.
You know, I was listening to the talk show last week, man, I think it was, or the week before last, when Lisa was on there. You know, I don't think none of the haters is on this grudge topic either tonight or any other time. But I don't think a person will find somebody like Lisa that loves the grudge game as much as she does. And, I got on High Rock Gossip, and, you know, I noticed that, a lot of people, because it was a bunch of different people making posts, and it kind of disturbed me a lot. Because they just, you know, because I guess, you know, she's a woman, and they don't understand she's an African-American woman, so she could get, you know, she gets pretty excited at times. Most of the time, the reason why she gets so excited is because she loves the game, man. And if you watch the videos of this woman when she's on the starting line, you know, with the mic in her hand, she's just so pumped up, you know. And I don't think that's fair to a lot of people just getting on this woman about, you know, talking loud and, you know, she should get off the mic and, you know, this and that, you know. You really have to really understand the dynamics of how this woman really loves the grudge game, man. And I think that if they was to take the mic from this woman, it'd be even more deader in Houston than what it is, than it already is. You know, the game needs Batman in Dallas, and the game needs Lisa Shotwell here in Houston, Texas, believe me, because she does, you know, get in people's faces and help people, get a race going on. And we need that woman at our track, man, you know. And I do apologize for getting off the subject a little bit, and I guess I should have raised my hand last week, but, you know, I really didn't want to stir the pot too much. But I do appreciate that topic that you're having tonight, and I do believe that, you know, a crew member could cause a race to a person to lose a race. But like I say, I think a lot of times you have people that's just there and they just want to help out, versus like the one brother, like the one person that got on and said that he has people in his crew do certain things, then he goes behind them. But, you know, that's kind of hard to do as a driver and to do, you know, and the maintenance, you know what I mean? You know, because I do it all, you know what I mean? I tune my car and I do it all, you know, so I really don't have a lot of people helping me, you know, because of I don't really want to make those mistakes, you see what I'm saying? But I enjoy your show, man, and I think you have a really good topic tonight, and I'm going to just pretty much just listen to some of the other callers and see what they have to say. But, you know, your last conversation, what you were saying, pretty much sums up a lot of it, though.
Okay, appreciate it, Ragtop. Let me just add a little spin to what you said about Lisa. What you said is 100% correct. People get on the internet and they beat Lisa up, you know. Regardless, we're always going to have critics. But Lisa is a strong woman. She's going to keep coming back doing what she do. You got to understand, when it's grudge racing, there's smack talk. People have all kinds of swagger. Lisa's been around races. I met her back in the 80s. She's been around a long time. You see, when she speaks, we know she got the mic in hand, but she's speaking from emotions. Lisa is part of the entertainment of any grudge race that you see her at. She's going to be Lisa. You can't take that from her. The guys who know her, the guys who love this game, they know that's just a part of it. We have people that have different roles when it comes to grudge racing. Just like you say, Batman likes to get on the mic in Dallas. You also see, anytime you see King Arthur come to a grudge race, he's going to be the loudest at the track. That's what King Arthur do. So people have to respect these people, bring what they bring to the grudge game and try to stir things up and try to make action. It's not for everybody, but at a grudge race, shit-talking, screaming, hollering, getting in your face, trying to make action, it's all a part of what makes this game what it is today. So if I say to Lisa, you know who you are. You don't worry about the critics. Critics going to be critics. Keep doing your thing. Some of these people that's complaining hadn't been around the game as long as you've been around it. But you appreciate the game. You show that with all your enthusiasm and your emotions come out. That's just a part of it. No more the guy that's going and trying to run the next guy and the other guy trying to steep him to death, and that guy gets loud. Oh, he's trying to bet $1,000, this other guy's trying to bet $4,000, and one hollering, you're scared. It's no different. They just don't have a mic in their hand. The people are screaming. Lisa's trying to get the fans and the spectators and the racist emotion and adrenaline is going and trying to make people. Some people need that little push. They need that little edge, and all she's doing is she's an entertainer, and she's getting paid to come to the event to try to help bring action, and sometimes she do it for free because she loves the game. So, Ragtop, hey, good you came back and said that. Lisa, keep doing what you're doing. With that said, yeah, we're going to continue on and go to the next call.
Dion, your mic is open.
Oh, I ain't got nothing to say.
What up, Dion?
I know what's up, Trace.
You hey man, look here. Hold on. I heard you say you don't have nothing to say. But let me
really
say I know, but I'm gonna say something and I'm gonna let you elaborate on it because I'm gonna tell you this. You can tell the story better than me. Now I'm gonna say something and then you take it from there. Because you know. I know you know because you done learned through experience. You've been
Let
you all know it?
Nah.
Oh, what I'm saying is this. Now, I done seen you drive a car. And for ones out here don't know you, you used to have a Monte Carlo. And your
yep.
Monte Carlo used to be a situation. Now, in some of the situations you was in, do you think it was all on you? Or do you think sometime because a crew member might have made a bad decision and put you in a situation?
Well, nah, I'm high-headed, so you could easily put that key in my back. And so I just jumped in something that really was out of my lead. I mean, I was a streetcar driver, and I should have stayed one of those. And I just got in something that was just a little too fast every time I ever had a wreck. That's why I just look at it that way.
So you was high, you were listening, so you should put yourself in it because you jumped in it.
Yeah, Twin told me not to. Everybody in my crew told me that this wasn't like, I went from driving something that went 11 seconds, and this making no 7 to driving something that went 4 seconds. So, shit, it was just a big difference. It was like driving all over again.
Dion, say that again. I hear that around here all the time. You said you was running 11 seconds. Something that would run 7 seconds. So we saying you something might have went 7s in the eighth of a mile to 4s in the quarter mile. And
yes.
You said it was hard to do. I hear
a lot
of people around here think just because they can drive a car that runs 7 seconds in the eighth or 7 seconds, 11 seconds in the quarter, that they can jump in and run a car to run 7s in the quarter or 6s in the quarter, the 4s. They think that they can do it just because they're going to drive an 11-second car. You said a mouthful. And the reason why I'm saying it is because I hear it all the time. They think it's a piece of cake. And you said you was hot-headed, but you had to learn.
Oh, yeah.
So I just want people to hear that because you brought it up, and I just had to elaborate on it because I hear it all the time. Guys around here think because they drive a 6-second, 8-mile car, that they can jump in a 4-second car, and it won't be no problem. All I got to do is hold it straight.
Nah, that's a totally different ride.
Yeah, that's right, man. That's right. I just wanted, when you said that, I just kind of wanted to shout out about it because it's true. It's true. Okay, man, well, hang on, man. We're going to go to the next caller, man, and see what some of these other callers got to say if they got their hand up. We want to chime in and give people a chance to talk. I want to push them. There's something that I heard Ragtop say which is true. And guys, some guys that might be a spectator or might be young to a crew might not believe it.
Oh.
Ragtop said, guys setting your tire pressure. Now, from a guy that don't know much or might be young to the crew and don't understand, it's very critical that those tires are set properly. And people don't understand it. And I don't want to come and give the example or explain it. I'm going to push a person's mic on here, and I'm going to give them an opportunity to explain why is it that tire pressure is critical, that a guy can put the wrong pressure in your tire, and they don't be even, and what can happen. I'm going to go to this guy because this guy don't talk much, but I want this guy to elaborate on that, and have you seen it happen? If so, explain it to the grunge world. I'm going to go to this guy, and we're going here and talk. 214-5662, Slack Pants, how you doing? Black Pants, don't be ashamed. Talk to me.
What's going on, Tracy?
What's going on?
Nothing much. You doing all right?
I'm doing all right, man. But I know you heard what I said about that tire pressure, right?
Yes, I heard you, Tracy.
Well, won't you explain to some of the people out here, some young grunge racers out here, there's some people out here that might think, oh, let me go over there. He said he set the time, and they might not explain that. I don't want to do all the talking. I want to get my listeners involved and get them to talk, and we want to bring some knowledge to some of these people that don't quite understand it. Explain it to them.
Well, I've had one wreck from improper tire pressure, and basically I can't really say, I don't know, you know, if it's crew members, which one in particular, but on one occasion I did have a wreck from the tire pressure being off. Mostly my tires, I run 10 pounds on one side and 10.5 on the other. I stagger, you know, because of some tracks, my car wouldn't go straight, so I had to stagger my air pressure. And we had it mixed up, the wrong air pressure on opposite sides, and it steered the car right. When it did steer the car right, on left the line, it went steered me right into the wall. So I can't fault the crew, but, you know, because like I said, basically everything come down to me. I'm the driver, so I consider myself responsible for anything that happens to the car. But most guys normally won't even check the tire pressure. They'll make one pass and pull up there, race, and come back and never check it again the rest of the day. I check my tire pressure at the trailer, in the staging lane, and right before I get up to race. So, you know, I think that's real critical, too, you know, to keep your tire pressure even. And if you got tires, then most people don't know anything about rollout on the tire. Sometimes you have mix-match tires on your car, and your rollout is different. So then you're going to have to compensate your tire pressure for that. But I'd be on that subject there all night about rollout. But, you know, Trace, I think it is important for tire pressure. And then I have to agree with you on the crew members can make you lose a race, because back in when we were street racing, I raced Robert McDonald, spotted him 10 cars. And when the man dropped his hand, by the time I come out there to pass Robert McDonald, car backfired and blew the engine. Come to find out, my crew member that was supposed to put gas in the car, he forgot to put the gas in. So we run out of gas and lean out and blow the motor. So basically, I guess that is, you know, I have to agree with you and say that a crew member can cause you to lose a race.
That's right, man. All right. I appreciate it. It can't happen, man. We just want to hear from some of the guys that don't do a lot of speaking. We want to come to them and give these guys a chance to bring some knowledge. I'm going to go to another guy because I want to hear some other people speak and see what they got to say and just see. This is a learning experience for some people. Everybody might not understand it, but I'm going to go to another guy, and I want him to give it from his perspective. He's been racing, and we just want to see what he got to say and what he think about the situation, because it can happen at times, and it will happen. So here we go, 832-8258.
Tree Man, what's going on? 832-8258. Tree Man, what's going on? Tree Man, you must just be listening tonight. We're going to go back and mute your mic. We're going to go back and mute his mic. Let us come on over. Yeah, man, that's a good topic, good subject, man. And the reason why we bring this up is he is young. A lot of things happen. You go to the track and you see people in situations, man, and sometimes you're really not sure what happened. And go to the pitch, find out, hey, it's a simple little thing can happen. Some people might disagree. And if you're one of them people that disagree that this don't happen, hey, push the one button and tell us why you think that. We like to hear what you got to say about it. So I have another guy that I want to ask about it, and I believe this guy's been around. So I'm going to open this guy's mic and let him give his opinion about this same thing. So here we go. 770-0740. Who we got? Talk to me. 770-0740. Sam, talk to me.
Hey, I didn't push one.
I know, but talk to me. You know about the topic?
Where's
my
phone?
Excuse me? Slim don't want to talk. He want to sit there and listen. We'll let him listen. So I'm going to go to another guy. Let him give. He's been racing a while. I'm just kind of, hey, guys, push the one button. Let the girls world hear what you got to say about these situations when it comes to drag racing and people thinking, do your crew member, can your crew member, will your crew member? No, it's not possible. Is it possible? I can't see how. You'd be surprised. There's a lot of people go to the race, a lot of people don't understand. So we're going to go to the next call. Sharon, who we got? I guess she's not paying attention. Okay.
No, I am paying attention. Tree Man.
Hey, Michelle, what's going on?
How are you? I'm fine, Tree Man. How are you?
I'm all right. Yeah, Tracy's trying to call me on the other. I mean, he's trying to. I wouldn't recognize another number here. I'm up at the hospital and went to elevate. My phone dropped the call, but the other phone didn't. I didn't recognize the number. That's why I didn't say nothing. But for us, you know, the subject everybody on, everybody making valid points. I didn't have a lot of that happen to me in the past for run out of gas and from everything else, you know. So I really don't feel like I got to speak on that because everybody else doing a good job. But also on that topic, Tracy, you had what race everybody like to see in this year. And when I was talking about that, you called me today, a race I think they really like to see this year, the race they didn't get to see last year. The two T's, Tree Man and Tracy, getting the lane to turn them loose.
Hey, man, I promise you, man, we're going to turn them loose. We're going to turn them loose. I promise you, man, as long as I don't break nothing, I hope we getting that thing back soon. We definitely going to turn them things loose. I think a lot of people like to see that, and guess what? We're going to give the fans what they want to see. So, hey, that race is going to happen. It's going to happen real soon, as soon as I get this hot rod back together. So, spectators, Rudge fans, get ready. Me and Tree Man, we going to lock horns, and we're going to turn them things loose. We're going to give them something to see. That's for sure. That's right, Tree Man. People like to see that, and I want to see it too. So, you know what I mean? So, hey, we're going to get that on. That's for sure.
Win.
Okay, next
time. I'm going to mute my mic.
Okay, all right.
Jackie, your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy, Sharon, how y'all doing this evening?
What's up, Jackie? How you doing?
Oh, just working, man. Hey, I just want to chime in on that crew members making you lose a race. One thing I like to say is, man, I help a lot of different people. I have helped a lot of different people in the past. And I've seen people on the start line with unsuitable racetrack attire. I mean, flip-flops, house shoes, high tops with the, you know, with not even laced up, and then when it gets down to a money race, they out there trying to back it up, the shoes are coming off, they're falling on the ground, the car is running over the shoes, you know. I just think that that's kind of uncalled for, and I do see it happen quite a bit. So, I mean, as far as that aspect goes, yeah, you got to kind of watch what people are wearing when you agree to let them help you. So stage the car up. Also, when we're trying to back cars up, I've helped people that turn around and look and just take a glance of what's going on around you. You got one guy in front of the car trying to back him up, and you got six or seven guys, some people that ain't even in the same group, that are just up there, and it looks like a dedication behind the car. Everybody's pointing arms different directions. They hopping this way and hopping this way, and the guy in front of the car really don't know which way to go or where to put him, and it causes a lot of confusion. When you get a driver in a car that's going left and right and back and straight, you know, it kind of unsettles him in the car and can work on his concentration. That's just what I like to say about that. You know, if you know, people would just kind of work on that within their own little group and designate somebody they can depend on and trust, a lot of that could probably be cut down. So, I guess you can mute my mic now because I know it's loud out here, but I'll listen to what you got to say.
Okay, that's right, Jack. Hey, you made a very, very good point, man. I've seen the same thing. People come to the start line and, you know, they bend to the top sometimes. I mean, sometimes you think these guys know and sometimes they don't, man. That track kind of sticky up there. You're out there in flip-flops and, you know, you try to be behind the car and help guide the car back, man. And, you know, sometimes you can get your foot stuck, man, and kind of fall down and this ain't gonna happen. We don't know what's happening. I done seen some close calls with people backing up when they ain't paying attention. So, crew people, you know, pay attention, man. Just take heed of some of this stuff. And we're just trying to make some sense out of some of this stuff when it comes to drag racing. Anything can happen to cause you to be in a situation. So, I want to go to the lines, man.
Hey,
go ahead. Go ahead.
My mic on mute?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I was. He kind of reminded me of something. I'm gonna say this here on the subject, man. Because when he's saying about the flip-flops and all that, that kind of reminded me back in the day when I had that old Nova, man. We were running down to the Navasota track. And, man, I mean, it was crazy. I mean, it's pretty much reversed in what you're saying, you know, even though my mechanic was not my pit crew, but he did tell me because I only had, like, one brake ceiling on his Nova, man. He had told me, he said, man, you ain't never been down that Navasota track. He said, go down there and check that finish line before you cut that nitrous on, turn that thing loose, man. We went down there, man. I'm down there up in the car with house shoes on, a raincoat, ain't strapped in, helmet probably on backwards, and I heard that thing and cut that thing loose down through there, man. And got lo and behold, I got on the big end and hit the brakes and locked up, and I come off the truck, pump them again. By that time, I realized it was a go-kart curve down in the end of the Navasota track, man. That thing was flipping out through them bushes. I think I was in Africa when that thing stopped flipping. And I mean, hey, look here, man. I'm up in the car upside down and trying to unbuckle my seatbelt. Nitrous going. I got a nitrous leak and then gas started leaking. And lo and behold, by the time I got out the car and knocked the trunk open, you know, and snapped the battery loose, that's when the gas started leaking. And they still down in them bushes running, man. I'm trying to find my way out that forest barefooted, you know what I'm saying, because I lost my house shoes. I mean, a bad experience could be a good teacher too, man.
Yeah, that's right, man. I've seen guys, like you say, Cree, man, get in a shoe with flip-flops on, and I look at them like, dang, man, I wouldn't dare get in there with flip-flops on. But, you know, you're right. People need to think about this stuff and take it in consideration. So, okay. Hey, man, I'm gonna go to the line, man. I want to pick somebody, man. These guys are guys that's well-known in the race game, man, and we talked about something that they can probably – speak up, just get these guys to speak out because, man, a lot of people always watching these guys and, you know, these guys get to see a lot of things. They've been in a lot of situations with these cars. I kind of want these guys to talk to the race fans and kind of give them from their perspective what they think. So, you know, we want to hear from these guys. We want your voice to be heard here on the radio, man. A lot of people out here don't know y'all, but sometimes they watch at the track and don't get to talk to you, hear you speak. So I'm going to go to this guy here, and I want this guy to chime in on the topic here. 979-9695. give us what you think about the topic tonight. Come on, Twin, talk to the people. Twin, don't be shy. Talk to the people. Is that you, Twin 979-9695? I guess he must be doing something. Don't want to talk, so we'll come back to him. Twin, if you're out there, man, people like to hear from you, so come out and be a voice. Let the people hear you talk on some of these topics. He'll give you experience in the grudge world. So, okay, we'll let the counterpart speak. He always has something good to say. He's been in these situations, so we're going to let the counterpart speak. Let's go here to 337-4583. Darryl, what's going on, Motion Racing? Let the people know what you think about this topic.
Hey, what's up, Tracy?
Not much, Big Darryl. Give us some on this topic here. Have you seen it happen? You think it's possible? You seen it happen or what?
Oh, yeah, it's possible, man. You know, I've been sitting there listening. You know, a lot of guys making a lot of good statements about it, you know. One thing about us and our crew, man, is all about communication, you know. For my car, even go down the track, you know, everybody who touched something or did something on that car, you know, we gonna sit down and talk, you know, even if it's in the stage lane or what, you know, we're going to make sure everybody did their job. You know, I got one guy do our pressure. You know, it's just all about communication, man, that way they make sure I go down that track safe, bro.
Yeah, I agree, man. I mean, people don't know it. Don't take much, but everything is important. People on your team is very pertinent to your team, man, so we all want to make sure people on the team is on the same page. I see some young guys come out, you know, go to the track, and they got, you know, I don't see guys that I know, and they just have a car. All of a sudden, they go to the track, and they got three or four people, and I don't know a whole lot about the people they've been with the car, but I've seen it the first thing in my mind. I scratch my head like, wow, man, that's a pretty young team up there. I don't know none of them guys, but I know the guy, but never really seen them work with a car too much, and there they are on the start line. And sometimes, you know, you see a lot. You can look at guys and tell when, you know, they kind of fresh out there. So we just want to sometimes bring some to these some attention to these guys. They might be on the radio and hear something to try to help them. It's all about knowledge in this girls game, man. So, hey, I appreciate it, man. We just like to hear from some of the racers and some of the people and see what they think, man. I'm going to go to another caller. They bring a lot to the game. They've been around a long time, and we just want to hear from his perspective. Let's go here. Let's see. 832-7733. Finny, what's going on?
Hey, not a lot, Tracy. How's it going?
All right, man. I just like for you to chime in as a grudge racer, man, and a spectator and a crew member to kind of share some of your light on what you're talking about tonight.
Well, what you're talking about tonight is not to me, is not a light subject. It's crucial. What our crew does is crucial. Three times I've had people leave the water valve open on the turbo car and the water hit the ground, and when it hits one tire, it ain't even funny. It happens so fast you just can't catch it. Yeah, that's very important. Very important that a crew does their job. And hell yeah, they can lose a race for you. More importantly, they can get you hurt, you know. So, yeah, we do the same thing. We double-check each other, and we don't get mad when we check each other. Did you do this? Did you do that? Yeah, we double-check. So, yeah, very important.
Yeah. It's all about communication, man. It's all about communication. So that's what we're trying to bring to, you know, attention to some of these guys. It's all about communication. I'm going to go to the line, speak to each other, guys. Not speaking right now. If you can just mute your mic if you're not speaking right now. We want to hear from some of these other guys and see what they have to say. I know they've been around racing a while, too. Here we go. 469-1785. 469-1785. Roman, what's going on?
Shit. Not much here at work. Just listening to the show.
Okay. What do you think about this topic by Forrest crew members? Can they cause you to lose a race or is it all on the drop?
Oh, yeah, man, definitely. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Oh, yeah, everybody can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, man, definitely a crew member or, you know, somebody working on your car, helping you, they can cause you to lose a race. And that's why it's a team effort because, you know, if the driver makes a mistake, you got guys betting big money behind you. If he makes a mistake, you know, they're going to try to put it all on you. But, you know, that's the difference between some of these good teams, some of these bad teams. A good team, they're not going to put it all on the driver. They're going to know it's a team effort, you know. Like you were talking about lining them up, you know. Drivers, you know, I'm in the car. I'm depending on two people, you know. I have one person in the front every time and the same person in the back every time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm depending, I'm depending on them to do their job.
Yeah. That's right, man. That's right. Hey, while you're on here, let me ask you something else. Won't you tell me a little bit about some of the races you like to see coming up this year? You know, I know y'all been down for a while. Y'all trying to get back up and going. Tell me some race you'd like to see. Let the world know.
Well, I like to see a little more them pro mods doing a lot of girls racing. Seems like the twins, they got a nice pro GTO pro mod. That sucker looks like it's moving. You know, I like to see, you know, maybe Peanuts pro mod go against it. You know, Tree Man doing his thing. I like to see Tracy. I like to see Atomic Dog race him, you know.
Hey,
I see a lot more of these faster cars. It seems like the faster cars, you know, they don't get to see a lot of action because every time they race, it's going to be high money, big money. So it's kind of like a big deal, you know, we're going to race or not.
Well, I'm working on something right now to try to put something together for my April 6th race, man. I'm working on something, and we're going to see what happens. We don't know how far it's going to go, but I tell you what I'm working on is definitely going to be for the big time car. So, hey, we'll see who all get in and who don't. So one thing about it, we're going to try to do something this year. We haven't really got to put on a real good show the end of the year for Big Tide, but, you know, we're working on some of the years early, but we're going to try to see if we can't mix it up a little bit this year so when spectators come and we got the nice Big Tide Pro Mars out there, we want to see them go down side by side. We don't want to see them all night make single passes, man. So I'm working on something, man. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Let me go down here. I see another person, a part of the race game, and we want to see what he got, see what he think about it, and hear from him from his side. 281-2604. 281-2604. What do you think about it? And what's going on, Horace? How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. What's the deal? I was listening in on y'all. But I think one of the kind of the most critical thing, man, I think the spectators cause a lot of problems too, man. Everybody want to see the race, but, man, when they come to the line, it be so packed, sometimes the driver can't even see the other car. I know I ran Suitcase one time. Man, it was so packed, man, I like to look at the car when the other car start rolling up the stage. I couldn't even see his car, you know. I mean, that I think that make a big difference too, you know.
As a driver, now from your perspective as a driver, when you're in that kind of environment and you're on the starting line and you got your money better and you're trying to stay focused, and when you see that as a driver, do it kind of throw you out your rhythm? Do it kind of frustrate you? Tell us what you go through from a driver's standpoint. Try to paint the picture for the average fan that don't really know what's going on. All they're doing is sitting in the stands and standing, betting their money, waiting to see what happens. Some of the intensities from a driver's standpoint, what you go through. Kind of explain it to the fans. They don't understand that this stuff actually takes place.
When you are in a car, you try to go through your same motion as you do as you're testing. And when anything can throw you off, Joker, open your door up, somebody just open the door, not turning the nitrous ball on, somebody beating on the car, just telling you to turn one way, you know, I mean, anything can throw you off. I mean, once that happens, you can forget to turn the nitrous ball on, forget to turn the nitrous switch on, I mean, forget to purge, you know, anything can throw you off in the car. So, I mean, one little thing can throw you off, you know. You know, too many people on the line, I mean, you're trying to look around and listen to four or five different people tell you to turn one way to do something different. I mean, you out your game. So.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. On another subject, Horace, you hear people talking about these cars, won't you tell me some race you like to see happen this year? Tell me a couple of races you like to see happen this year.
a couple of races I like to see. I mean, I like to see some of y'all call out some of the other Pomar that's not really doing any races right now, like the ADLL cars, like Nas, Tart Mario. I mean, I like to see Roy race some couple of those. You know, you race a couple of those. Tree Man. I mean, those cars. I see Nas go out there.
I promise you, me and Tree Man gonna get it on, Mister.
Yeah, I know you're a Tree Man, but.
Yeah, we gonna start it out now. We gonna start it out. I mean, trust me, that one definitely happened.
I mean, I like to see a Pro Mod race. I mean, anybody with an automatic car, man, no matter who it is, let them get in. You know, I mean, is it Todd Mario, Nas, or whatever? You know.
Hold on, Hart. So, are you saying if Doug Reese to show up to test his car? And we having a Pro Mod shootout, and this man is one of the fastest in the world. We know the fastest car don't always win. You said, let him in.
Let him in, man. I mean, it really don't matter. I mean, he might not get on the track. You know, Navasota track, I mean, East Mile Houston track is, I mean, you got to be testing on that track to go down it. You know, same way in Crando. You know, sometimes they can't get down it.
I'm just listening to you.
This was back last race, Roy race. Nas went down the track four times. I think he got on the track one time out of those four. I mean, that's what happened, man. He put big tires and still couldn't get down. You know, he was testing his car.
I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. I want to make sure that we put it on there. We got a lot of people, got a full show. There's a lot of listeners out there. We aim to try to bring.
I don't think Tree Man or Roy shouldn't be scared of none of those cars. I mean,
okay,
that's
what
my
I'm
opinion.
Saying, what I'm, okay, ain't nothing wrong with that. Everybody got an opinion, man. Just that. I'm not disagreeing with you. Trust me, I'm not disagreeing. But we got a full show. There's a lot of people out there listening. I'm just saying, if people want to see big tie action here in Texas when we do these grudge events and open it up to anybody, push the one button and tell us why. Because we got some promo blow calls out here, too.
All right, Tracy. If Jackie Davis come, Gaylord come with their car, they wouldn't run Nasa or they wouldn't run Roy? I mean, it's the same thing. Frank can run all over. I mean, I wouldn't let a blower car in it. I'd let a nitrous car in it. I wouldn't let a blower car in it.
But you just said it.
All-out Pro Mod car, no. But if it's ran a Stream 10-5 car or a Pro Nitrous car, yeah.
So, in a case, now you listen to what you're saying. Let me just show you something. Yeah. And I hope everybody listen. I hope people push the one button and give their take. This is merely for discussion since I already brought it up. I'm not saying I disagree with it. I'm just saying people want to see big car cars. They want to see them race. You said let Doug reach the end.
Yeah.
You said but he's a Pro Mod nitrous car. And then you backed out and said you wouldn't let a Pro Mod blower car in. Then you got.
I mean, I wouldn't let a blower car run against the nitrous cars. No, I wouldn't. I mean,
okay, so,
but if it's a nitrous car and they all nitrous car feel, I mean, any nitrous car should be able to get in.
So, therefore, you're saying if there's a big time race and the promoter puts together and he put a nitrous field and he put a blower field, then it's open season, anybody race.
Right.
If you agree on that and you like to see that happen, push the one button and let me know what you think about it. Hey, I'm always open to listen, see what people got to say. I aim to give big time action more races here, and I believe people do to see these big time cars go down the track. How many people think that that's a good idea if you put all the nitrous and all the blowers and you create a place for them at one of these grudge events? Would it be a good show? Push the one button. I like it. You got to say, I have my opinion about it. I always like the idea of making action. Whatever you got to do to make action, whatever we got to do to satisfy these fans, give these places to call the place to race, it's all about making action and having fun. And if you believe in that, push the one button. Let me hear what you got to say. Don't be shy. Push the one button, people. We got to find a way to get these spectators to come to the race. We got to find a way to make them get their money's worth. So, hey, I ain't getting it hard, so hey, I don't disagree with you.
If you say Nas versus Roy, that track will be packed. Everybody going to come to see that race.
It's going to be packed when I say Tree Man versus Atomic Dog.
Yeah, it's going to be packed. It's going to be packed. I mean, because those guys all got fast cars, and people want to see a fast car go down the track. And they don't care about the time being showed. They just want to see two fast cars go down the track.
Hey, I agree with you. Push the one button. Let's see what the people got to say. Push the one button. Sharon, when they push the one button, you take it over from here. They push the one button. We want to hear it. People, if that's what you want to see as a racer, as a fan, we push the one button and let's see. Give your point of view on it. The Hall of Fame trying to make Action 13, trying to make a good show. Want the races to come out when the spectators come out when they leave. We want them to be seeing the Darren St. O'Connor, who we got?
Hey, Trey.
Go ahead.
Jackie, your mic is open.
Go ahead. Somebody just say something.
Say man, one to Jackie, you. Go say man, then Jackie, you.
You say me? I go first or Jack?
You go first.
Go ahead, Trey, man.
Okay. Horace is talking about. I mean, I don't know where it gets, you know, we scared to run Nas or we scared to run
Nas. I didn't say that, Tree Man. I didn't say y'all was scared to run Nas.
But hold on. Let me clear this up.
I never said that.
I'm saying, Tree Man,
if they had a meet, listen, Tree Man, if they had a meet, Tracy to put up money with a meet, would you be scared to run anybody in that meet?
No.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you scared to race nobody. I said if somebody put up a pot for a big time race, somebody's not going to get in just because the Nas is in the race or Tard in the race.
I'll agree with that.
I'm just saying, and that's what I'm trying to clarify. I said he should have an open field for any nitrous car to get in the race.
I'm not saying you're scared to race nobody.
I haven't said you were scared to run nobody. I said it just should be a big time class, let anybody in.
I ain't got no problem with that.
Even
though the blow
code,
I don't care. It don't matter to me.
Yeah.
It don't matter who.
I mean, I'm not saying nobody's scared of nobody. I'm just saying the only way we're going to get the track packed if the field with you, Nas, Todd, Tracy, Jackie, or whoever in the field, the track, it'll pump the big car racing up. That's the only way it's going to get crunked up.
But a lot of that don't take place. Why, Coach? Jeff is a businessman. Todd is a businessman. Todd work on my diesel car. I mean, my diesel truck. All my business car gear. I mean, it's certain reasons people don't race.
I'm not saying grudge race, Tree Man. I'm saying in a big time meet. I'm not saying a grudge race.
Let me throw it out there. Right now, April 6th, HMP, I'm going to have a big time race. And I'm going to put up an X amount of money, no entry fee for the big tire car. Now, I'm looking to see, would it be feasible for me when I hear the racer say, Tracy, if you separate them, it might be better. Well, if I put up money, they run it for free money. So why wouldn't the guy get in for free money? If I got enough cars and I do my talking and try to find out if I can create enough cars for a blow-up and create enough cars for nitrous, I'm going to do so. But I'm aiming to try to make big tire action. And I'm aiming to put up a little money for us to come out there and run from with no entry fee.
Yeah. I mean, that's the same thing I'm saying. Tree Man, you think I'm saying, say, you calling out Nas. That ain't what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying if somebody put up a purse, shouldn't nobody be scared to get in a race. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm going to put it like this here. You know,
it ain't guaranteed Nas is going to win the race. It ain't guaranteed Todd is going to win the race. I done seen Twin and win more races than anybody. I think their car is just enough fast enough to run with the cars and yours too. I mean, it's just whoever could tip it.
The thing about it, like you say, a lot of them dudes in ADRL, they ain't trying to get it no street race thing. I ain't never seen Jeff Nas get in one. I mean,
yes, he has. I done had one at Royal Race and Nas and Todd was in it.
I wasn't around, so I mean,
yeah,
I'm saying, you know, everybody got their reasons. I mean,
he put it first.
Huh?
With me, it is what it is. I mean, hey, whoever want to get in that lane, get in that lane. That means shit. That's just what it is with me. I don't care.
I'm just saying, Treatment, it ain't no different from when you go to South Carolina and you got a good race. You don't know how fast that dude car is. It can
really,
race
I, and really, I don't care.
I'm going to race. I mean, it shouldn't matter. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying
I would never say that anybody was scared of each other. I'm just saying it just should, if there's a pot put up, like Tracy put up a pot, anybody get his free money. You know what I mean? Your car running good, Chief. You got to ask for that free money. And you put on a good show for the fans.
Tracy, my mic still open?
Yeah, your mic open. A
couple weeks ago, we tried to get Nas on the phone. You know, Nas chose that he be on ADRL. You know, he didn't want nothing with the grudge team. Ron tried to race Nas at MLK. Nas would say he was testing. He wasn't interested in racing. My thing is, you know, everybody keep on hollering about Jeff Nas. Obviously, Jeff Nas don't want nothing to do with the grudge gang.
Now, I wouldn't say in a grudge race, Daryl. I'm saying if somebody put up a pot.
A shootout. Not a grudge race, man.
But well, I understand what you're saying, Harlow. The way I'm looking at it is, you got ADRL and you got grudge racing.
Right.
And what you're talking about is mixing.
I mean,
what I'm saying
is not enough cars here, Daryl, to do.
I know it's not enough big tire cars.
Yeah, I mean,
I know it's not enough
to...
big tire cars, but you still don't want to mix. That kind of racing, though, you know. And my thing is ADRL, man. These guys compete at the top level, bro. You know, they do everything to go the fastest in the world, like Tracy said, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, grudge racing is all about, you know, it's all about, you know, getting some cars to race. You know, they don't
mean. Yeah. I mean, you talked about it.
They got a couple of, they got a lot of big tire cars coming out. Like, just like Roman say, you know, Peanut and them coming out with a big tire. You know, that's a race I want to see. Ron and Peanut, the battle of the GTOs, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you got Tracy, Tree Man. You know, I'm sure they got a couple of other big tire cars. You know, you got Reggie Rabbit.
Yeah.
You know, they got enough cars to bring action without getting the ADRL scene on it, bro.
Thanks.
You know, a lot of people might disagree, but that's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
Well, everybody else is depicting. I'm throwing it out there with Shane. He brought it up because I'm definitely looking for. I talked to a couple of guys today, and he meant he was one of them. I talked to Jane, he was one. So I'm definitely looking to do something with a big guy car, man. So we definitely got to, you know, find a field for these big guy cars to play. What we think is best to do it. We want to create something for the fans. If it have to be grudge cars, so be it. I'm happy with it as long as we can come up with a nice enough field that everybody can get in it. And we have to open it up in this area to whoever. I just don't want ADRL top liners like Frank, a good reason to come down there walking over the grudge races. We know the fastest car don't always win. We understand that. We know in the event of I'm doing in Houston, I'm going to put out free money, no entry fee. So you guys might try to come take that money. I want to try to hold it to the grudge racer big tire card to where we'll give us a field to play as a grudge racer with big tires where spectators can see. You know,
hey,
I'm just trying to see what the people got to say. Go ahead, Tree.
Look here, I'm going to make this statement and I'm going to leave it alone. I mean, on average, like I said, it really don't matter to me. But then just say, you know, just say one day if Jeff did want to race, or he did want to run me at HMP, you know what I'm saying? Me and Jeff light up, Jeff tie shaker, whatever. I mean, just say anything goes wrong with his car, and my car make it to the end. It ain't going to be, the story ain't going to never be Jeff Nada, tie shook, Tree Man beat him. The story going to be Tree Man beat Jeff Nada. Simple, I mean, you've seen it a million times. So when we do go to East Coast weather, you know, they say, well, what kind of car you bringing? okay, we'll bring it such and such. Oh, that, if that's the car to beat Jeff Knox. I mean, that's what you're up against. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta be careful. You go out there, you like you say, Tree Man, you can go out there, man, and shake the tide, didn't make a trip. You go out there, don't even run a good pass. As long as you win, hey, the people on the other side of the world gonna say, no, man, dude, I ran Jeff Knox. Oh, automatically gonna give you a time you might not even see.
Yeah. That's just like your ways in Birdman, Tree Man, you know. A lot of people don't know that, you know, your car wasn't under full power, you know, and Birdman went on ahead to win the race. And, you know, now it's Birdman to be the pro mod, you know. But they, you know, a lot of people don't know the whole deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jackie.
Nah, I just wanted to say, you know, everybody hollered, they ain't scared, and that's great. I got a bullet car, and just from my perspective, at HMP or Crandall or any place like that, I would rather go up against your Galen Smith or your Frankie Taylor or your Doug Reese than I would somebody like Street Man or Roy James or Reggie Rabbit, because you know, them guys, yeah, they're on the ADRL level, and they can run way faster than I can. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I can't run them guys. I was never able to qualify the ADRL. But they're on an ADRL-style track, and most of the racing I do are on these local tracks. So I might be able to get down that track a little more consistently than they can to give me a slight advantage. Now, as far as the nicest cars, I owned a nicest car before I had a blower. And that's where I won most of my races was. I just went from A to B with a nicest car. The blower belt, you got a 50-50 chance. The blower belt's going to stay on the car with the blower. And I ain't seen nobody win a race with no blower belt. So you got a 50-50 chance you're going to lose the belt on the two-step. And then from there, you can shake, rattle, get loose, whatever, you know, whatever may happen. So as a blower car owner, I would definitely be more cautious to run somebody like Tree Man or Roy James or you, Tracy. You know, I mean, I would still enter that shootout, yeah. But, I mean, I'm not going to enter it thinking I got something soft or I got something easy by no means. I mean, it's going to be a race. It's going to be a fight to the finish. But, you know, I mean, just to let y'all know, if you guys know from somebody's perspective, it's on both of them. Yeah, the blower is faster if it goes from A to B. But you got a 50-50 shot, it ain't going. And I just want to put that out there, especially for the faster cars. Like you say, Niser made four hits and only got down once. And how many times have we seen Reister come to Kennedale and not even qualify with the pro mod? And then go out there to the night on a 474 or 475, whatever he wins. You know, I mean, them guys, I'm not talking bad about them. You know, they're ADRL racers. They're racing on perfectly groomed racetrack with the best parts body can buy, you know, with everything in the ideal situation. And them guys lay down some hell of a number. I take my hat off to them because I can't do it.
Yeah.
But when you look at the Friday night and Saturday night and the Sunday day races that a lot of us guys race in, you look at them situations, well, man, it kind of takes the fast car out of the equation and it puts the driver and the tuner in the situation. You know, so I think it's a little more even playing field, whether it's a blower or not, just so when you start doing the heads-up races at the grudge event. You got a lot of ADRL guys that just are totally thrown out of their environment to even be in a grudge race. That, you know, I just want to throw that out there, see what anybody has to say about that.
Yeah. Yeah. But they don't prep the track like at an ADRL race, you know. I mean, HMP, if it ain't a big race there, like the X275 race, I don't think they even spray the track, you know, especially like on a Sunday night. But, you know.
Well, I mean, Yagi made some good points, and I'm gonna say that because I'm gonna go back to December, you know. I'm going to go back to December. Like Jackie said, he can't outrun some of them cars, and he know he can't outrun them. If it would have been an ADRL race when we was at Dallas Raceway, and Jackie went up against the Clark brothers' car, that situation probably would have been different. But at the grudge event, we know that the Clark brothers' car runs good, and Jackie knows that the car's a little faster than him. But that night, Jackie just said it, it's going to be a tuner's race, and in any condition at these grudge races, some of those cars, you don't know when they're going to make the trip.
Yeah.
And if a guy's putting up free money, and it's all about trying to, you know, make the show, what should we do? I'm throwing it out there. I got some things in my mind that I want to do. I kind of want to keep it grudge. Hey, but if you get to the point that you can't put the big time thing together with grudge, but you want to get a spectator or something, you have to sometimes you got to flex it a little bit. Do you take the risk of the word going out, hey, this guy slipped by that Pro Mark car, hey, this car must have been run this or run that? Yeah, you take that risk. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword here. How do you want to do it? Me, personally, I try to lean to keep it grudge as much as I possibly can, but there's going to be some situations that, you know, if it don't happen, you got to do something because I want to get a fans something to see. So we're going to go to the line, Sherry, and see what the next person got to say. Who we got?
Keith, your mic is open. 817-6152. Keith, your mic is open. Donnie Boy, your mic is open.
Hello.
Hey, go ahead. Who we got?
Oh, Keith, hey, what's going on, man?
Who is it?
It's Keith, Donnie Boy, truck, white S10, Fort Worth.
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I had to kind of work on the car. I didn't know I had chimed in by accident. I guess my body hit up against the phone. But I'm with the subject on that. And all these people want to be on the crew when the car gets to the track. That's a bunch of bull.
Yeah.
Can't find two of them to help you during the week to put transmission in, but there's 40 of them want to be with you when you get to the track. Makes for a big confusion.
Man, you said a mouthful when you say that, because I'll be in the shop a whole lot of times by myself, and I'll be trying to work by myself. I'm going to do what I got to do, but I get to the track, I got way more help than what I need sometimes.
Hey, and then at the end of the night, when it's time to load up, you still can't find none of them who want to be on the line, which...
And don't even think about coming home when you get ready to the next thing to try to unload. You can just about forget that, can't
you? Yeah. He get home at 4 in the morning, got unloaded everything, but everybody else came out there and BS around or whatever. And, you know, this is making a lot of confusion. Like you said, if you're not with the team all the time, get your ass back out the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It ain't being funny with nobody now, but I just mean, that's just you mess with a man's life when it comes to that.
Yeah.
A lot of things happen. In a few seconds that we in these cars, a lot of things can happen. You get somebody out of a routine, they forget to do something, and there it is.
Yeah, I agree with that, man. I agree with that, yeah.
Yeah, sir.
Okay.
All right, appreciate it. Like I said, I'm going to meet you out, and I'll talk with y'all in a minute.
Okay, man. All right, so, hey, man, so, you know, Jackie, Tree Man, Daryl, hey, you know, they brought up some good things, some good points, and like you say, it's a two-headed sword. But we have to find some kind of way to make action. And Sharon, I think we got another caller. I think you want to get him on the phone and see what he got to say?
Hey, Tracer, your mic is open.
How you doing, Tracer?
Hey, what's going on, man? What's happening? What you got on your mind? Hey, wait a minute. Before you get started, I got a message for you. Now, I know you're going to take off. But you come on here, and you will take off. But I just want you to know, BD is on this line, and if you take off, down on your ass he's going to go. So I'm just giving you fair warning. If you don't want to mess with BD, don't take off, because he's going down on your ass tonight.
I appreciate the invite, Tracy, and everything from Rob McDonald. But I'm on a serious note tonight, you understand? We had a chance a couple of weeks ago, and he kind of set up his thumb in his mouth. But look here, on the real deal, I agree with Horace, man, on this deal, because I'm going to explain something to you, Tracy. If you can't
can't get the crowd, okay, the spectators, you can't get them people to fill up them stands, man, after a while, man, this whole little old event thing is going to fade away, bruh. Because after a while, people are going to stop losing. You know, they want to come in and enjoy. But after a while, if you guys come to throwing stuff and then half of these people showing up, saying they're going to show, don't really show, talk about doing it but don't really do it, I mean, you got to give them something to come and look forward to. So I agree with the man. You know what I'm saying? Let the people come do what they do, you know? I mean, it is what it is. The schedule, stay at home, you know, let the big dogs come out, the little ones stay in. You know what I'm saying? That's all I had to say, bro.
I hear you, man. We got to do something. Like I say, we got to do something to get the fans back in 2013. You know, you come to these shows and you leave and you wonder why this didn't happen and why that didn't happen, you know. So I'm open for ideas. I'm looking to see what people got to say. But I do tell you this. Hey, I'm aiming to try to make some kind of action and try to give something for the fans. Just got to try to work together. And we all got to try to put something together to support it. So I agree. But hey, Jenkins, so you said you was on a serious note tonight. So you tell me by no means do you want to holler at Big T.
Like I said, Trace, I mean, you know what the business is, man. I mean, come on, you know what I'm saying? After you chuck some of the blows, man, and somebody curl up, man, what else can you do? Leave him alone, you know, leave him alone. You know?
Well, I was going to leave him alone. I'm going to be a little messy tonight. So I have talked to Big T. By the way, I did Big T. A little hamburger money on that game the other day. So, you know, he called me trying to go down on me, but what happened, I went down on him. But I want Big D to talk to you, because I think old Big D got something he want to say to you. So I'm going to give him a chance to talk. He might be a little shy. I know he can't out talk you, but he going to say something to you. We going to 832-6291. Big T, you got Hater Shake on him. Tell the man you want to say something to him.
Lock it. Don't talk about it. Lock it. Yeah, I get invited to a dance. I mean, tell me some shit. Make me feel good. Talk better to me. You know what I'm saying? Don't get the hell about locking, because you ain't going to do it. Stick your wallet in your back pocket and move around. So, you know what I'm saying? So,
Who gonna lock it?
You or your peers? Who gonna lock it?
Who you talking to,
Mike? Do you want to
lock something,
but do you want to lock something, or you
want to
talk about this? Listen,
all I'm trying to tell you is, me and you gonna deal. Hold on, man. Let me put this cheeseburger down. I got about 40 of them in my lap, nigga. Hold on a minute. Let me move these cheeseburgers.
That's good.
Now, lock
the
cheeseburgers. That's what you need to do.
Start
eating them. Lock the cheeseburgers.
Well, I see you got a little soul, man, about me telling the truth. Well, I won't tell nobody else. But all I'm trying to get you to understand, Big D, here's the business, man.
You
are putting up fear in nobody's heart and running around here with a little Bill or old guy, man. I'm going to let you know, bro, you do go. That's my bro. I'm going to make you mine, sir. I'm going to pull the pocket down on this big pocket you got. You feel me? I'm
you
feel
your pocket. You feel broken, Mike. I want double cheese on my cheeseburger, too.
Yeah, okay. I'll let you out.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Why right now? What you had? An absence last week? Was it for that? Oh, shit, now you ain't got two things on my. What's the business?
Man, I'm not entertaining all that bullshit, man.
So why
you
bump it
out? You don't want no money, man.
So why you want to bump it out? Why you want to bump out here, bro? Bottom line is what you want to do.
I'm not bumping. You the one bumping.
Okay. Get out of there. I get out of there.
You the one bumping. Tracy put that
shit. I get out of there for $1,000. What you talking about? I get out of there for $1,000. What you talking about?
When you want to do it.
That's what I thought.
When you want to do it?
When you want, we could do it right after Fat Tuesday. That fine with you?
That's fine with me.
I'm going to get out of there for $1,000. Is that clear?
You ain't getting out of shit.
That's ready.
You already got out of race one time. You always trying to get out. Man, me my damn life.
I'm telling you right now, everybody know you on national radio, so is that the business or what?
I'm going to mute my mic, man, because you ain't talking about nothing.
That's what I thought. Man, get out of there. Let old me that motor. I'm going to pull the panties down on that big fuck you got.
So y'all ain't got nothing. What I got going here, y'all ain't got nothing different. Y'all can't come to turn. I heard Hater say after Fat Tuesday, I heard Big B say lock it. So are y'all staying on this right now, or what's the deal on this here?
Man, Tracy, I just told him, man, what else, how plain do I need to make it? I mean, you had enough for 1,000. Run it out. I'm down with that big old sister. That's all I'm saying.
You said 4,000. The man said, like, it, Big D, what you want to run for? Y'all got to come to some kind of compromise, because one price might be too high. The man might want to run something a little less.
He quit buying all them damn Big Macs. He'll be able to do something. All he got to do is stop eating for a week. He'll be there. Stop eating Big Macs on lunchtime. He'll have enough money by the time.
It sounds like you're running out of breath, too.
Well, you gonna run out of breath too. You lock something. What the business is? Maybe get out of there for 1,000.
I ain't trying to use the E word. Be careful on the E word. We try not to use the E word on the show here.
So, what's the business, man? We're gonna do this or not?
BG, what you trying to do it for?
You ain't hearing what he's saying. He hollering about get out of there. He ain't getting out of nowhere.
I think it was a good topic for tonight. I didn't mean to stir up nothing and get off the subject.
Hey, we got to work on something.
Daryl, your final comment.
I didn't have nothing to share.
Kenny, do you have a final comment?
Hey, Tracy,
my mic
still open?
Yeah, who was it?
This ragtop.
Okay, yeah, just hold on. We got Finney giving this final comment, then she'll come down to you.
Okay, thanks.
Go ahead, Finney.
Yeah, I meant to ask Daryl Motion if he's going to that March 16th race in Dallas, and that's all I needed.
No, I'm not going to have the motor back in time, Finney.
Okay. Just
besides
wondering.
That, I got a wedding date that day. We aiming for April 6th right now. Hopefully we have everything back by then.
Cool deal, cool deal. I assume we're going to hook up again sometime soon.
Oh, yeah.
Good deal. Y'all have a good night.
All right, buddy.
Big G, your final comment.
I appreciate you stirring up that gumbo there, Tracy.
Hey, man, gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta try to make action, man. Y'all find yeah. some kind of way to get it going.
Yeah, he might just get what he asked for.
Yeah. Okay, next caller.
Hater Shaker, final comment.
That's not good to me, man. That's like music to my ears, man, to see, you know, somebody that sit behind somebody else's coattail, you understand me, riding behind other folk. But somebody, by time somebody's pent up and be their own man. You know, that's good. I like to see that, but I'm going to pull the panties down anyway. I'm going to see what's up under there.
Keith, your final comment.
Well, my final comment is I hope everybody have a good season. Like I said, hopefully we're going to try to make Fat Tuesday this weekend. I hope we get some damn record when we get down there. Getting tired of making all these single fats. Nobody want to get up beside us.
Nice.
Freeman, your final comment.
Yep. I really enjoyed the show, and I really look forward to upcoming events and making some action with us. Want to see this year.
All right.
Ragtop, your final comment.
I just want to put my little list in there, the races I like to see this year, and that's Grim Reaper versus Javier or Slack. Either one, Nizer versus Roy, and Hillbilly versus Nuck out of Louisiana. DJ versus Horse or Cavalcade, and Tree Man versus Tracy or Sniper. Really Sniper. I like to see Tree Man and Sniper go at it. That's my final comment.
All right. Well, I know some of them found now.
Sorry about that. What did you say?
He thought you said something.
Oh, I just said some of those races you just named bound to happen.
Yeah, man, I see that they keep bringing that topic up with you and Tree Man, but that's a big one, man. I like to see that one either Tree Man, you, or either Sniper out of South Carolina, one of those three races, man. But I like to see DJ and Horace engaged, though, man. That's been a race that's been in the making for quite some time, man. Everybody's looking forward to seeing that. So I like to see that as well, man. But that's my little list, man.
We're going to try to put that together, April 6th. We're going to work on it. We're going to be working hard on trying to make them go down April 6th, baby. We're going to try to work hard to make them happen.
Jay Schaefer, your final comment.
I just hope to see a lot of good racing this year, videotape some good racing this year, and I hope everybody have a safe year. Make it down the track, make it A and B, A to B.
All right.
Doobie, your final comment.
Just wish everybody have a safe season.
All right.
Tracy, it's on you.
Okay, man. Hey, good topic tonight, man. A lot of things came out about what crew members mean. Hopefully crew members heard some things and understand your guy, the car owner, the drivers. They respect what you do. They counting on you. You got to stay focused when you're on the starting line. And, guys, if you're not a part of the car, try to stay out the way. You heard drivers complain about certain things causing confusion. It's all about trying to make some sense out of nonsense, trying to break some knowledge to the growing game. We all can learn. Hopefully there was some nice conversation going on about making big tire action and people trying to race it, some matchups people like to see. Hopefully we can work together and make all this possible. We have to give the fans something to see. So, hey, and again, man, anytime you have a topic or you have an issue or something that got to do with drag racing, grudge racing, call me, text me, let me know. We'll make a topic out of it. It's all about knowledge. It's all about trying to make these events what we like to see them become. It takes all of us in this grudge game to put this on. Man, I enjoyed it. We're going to keep doing what we do. We're going to keep working at it. People, be safe. Get these cars together. If you're traveling this weekend, be safe. All in all, man, we want to keep it grudge, and we want to make Texas a bigger grudge state across the United States. Here we come. Until then, if anybody else don't have anything to say, we'll see you next Tuesday. Thank you.
Saturday, February 9th, 2013, Mississippi, stand up as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Saturday, February 9th, come out and win some money. Okay, for the 6-0 class, first place $700, second place $300, and for the 7-0 class, first place $700, second place $300. Here's the grudge match. The Gadget versus Big Low Malibu. DJ Grant, number one stunner, versus Timo, the bad boy. Three Little Chi-Town versus Lil Red Riding Hood.
King Biz Mustang versus Leon 69 Camaro.
Bit Drag Camaro versus Mississippi Nightmare. Sean Mack, Most Wanted, versus Boosie Badass Mustang.
And Sylvester Red Hot versus the Gadget Nova.
Who's gonna get the whooping? It's all going down Saturday, February 9th, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. On top of everything, Mississippi Motorsports Park is putting up $2,000 for the Big Power Scamblers race with the Racer $500 buy-in. One time for Reggie Rabbit, the Speeding Bullet, JC Fugitive, Tree Man, Roy James, and Mr. 5C. It's going to be a big pot. It's over $5,000 for the Big Tire Gamblers Race. Come find out Saturday, February 9th, 2013, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Come out and win some money. Who's going to get the whipping? It's going to be some action going on. And one time for Big Clock and Gadget, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi, Saturday, February 9th. For more info, log on to GrudgeInc.us.